Thanks, Tara.
Thank you, Matt.
No problem. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Can't complain. It's Friday, right?
That's right.
Okay, so we're doing a couple different types of work here, right? I'm seeing that you do electrical, flooring, HVAC. Do you have, like, a license to do any of this stuff, or are you mainly, like, running under a handyman type of category?
Handyman type category. You know, because most of you have a license, they're going to have a whole electrical company. You know what I mean? I've been doing
it
since I was 18, and I'm 51 now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've run businesses and stuff like that. I just ain't even took the master's, you know, yet. But I'm certified as far as, you know, I can do it all. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I completely, I get what you're saying. And, yeah, nice thing is I can definitely help you. I have handyman all over the U.S. So the good news is you guys do really good on Google because everybody is looking for somebody. But they don't want to, like you said, pay a licensed electrician because they know they're going to overspend versus getting, like, a handyman guy. They're getting the deal, right? And so people want that, right? And so you guys do really well on Google because of that, right? So that being said, there's a couple ways, Sam, that I can help your business grow, okay? The first way is obviously any of the keywords that relate to your business, we want to make sure that you show up on the first page of Google. So like if somebody types in electrical work or flooring or HVAC or any of those handyman keywords in your area, we want to make sure that you're showing up and that you're getting that exposure, which obviously turns into calls. Now, I don't need to explain Google. Everybody uses Google, right? Everybody goes on Google and types in keywords. That's the first place everybody goes to, by the way, when they're searching for a business, right? If they need an electrical guy, they go onto Google and they type electrical company, right? And whoever shows up on the first page is who they're calling. So it all comes down to getting that exposure, Sam, so you get those phone calls, okay? So that's what we'll help you do, okay? Obviously, we need to help you create a website. Good news is Tara is saying you guys are a new business now. So I got some good things that I'm like I can do for your guys' company to kind of make it affordable for you guys at the end of the day, right? So I'll help you guys get that website because we're going to need that. Obviously, Sam, we need to like get you guys 5-star reviews on Google as well because, you know, we don't want you looking like a ghost. So my tools will help you guys get those 5-star reviews. I actually have a really good tool that you can go in and put in all of the past job clients that you've done, and it will send them these automated text messages to help you get those 5-star reviews so we can start beefing up your presence on Google there in addition to just getting you to show up on the first page. Now, I know that was kind of a mouthful. Are you tracking with me so far?
I'm with you. You talk about my kind of language.
Okay. Second thing, Sam, that we do to help your business grow, sir, is we actually have a way to get back in front of people in case they don't call you from Google. Okay. So let's say somebody in your area decides to type in flooring repair. Okay. They type in that keyword and they see you on Google, but they don't call you. Well, what we'll do is we'll try and get back in front of them, right, to get them to try and call you, right? Because obviously they're looking for something like that you do, okay? Well, anytime that person logs on to Facebook, right, we're going to have an ad coming from Tribal Solutions showing up on Facebook, right, while they're scrolling around and doing what they do on Facebook, right? And the reasoning for that is we want to try to entice them and motivate them to call you from Facebook if they don't call you from Google.
That's right.
Yeah. So we don't spend a ton of money on that concept, but we spend enough, right, where it produces you calls, Sam, and it gets you the results, right, that you're looking for. Because the good news is my packages – right? They get results where, right, we want to keep earning your business on a month-to-month, you know, relationship.
Right.
Okay? So that's the second way we help businesses grow. The third way we help businesses grow is we actually have a pay per lead program. Okay? Now, our pay per lead program does take time to get set up. It's not like I could just turn it on and boom. Okay? The reasoning is because it's with Google, right? You show up on Google, you show up at the very tippy top on Google. It's their sponsored ads, right? Google does a full background check on you to make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now. They want to see that you have liability insurance. So you get vetted. But once you get vetted and the 2 months go by of the start to finish of that project, you can start participating in that package. But what's so good about those leads, Sam, is you actually get to talk to those people first before you ever pay for that lead. So you get to talk to them, you get to hear them out, you get to ask them a lot of questions, and during the course of that conversation, you have the ability to receive or reject that lead. So if you like the lead, you pay for it. If you don't like the lead, you don't have to pay for it. It's that good.
Okay.
Pretty neat, sounds wouldn't you agree?
Good. Yeah, it sounds great, but what does it cost?
Yeah. What's that?
I said, but what does it cost?
Okay. So the pay-per-leads, let me talk to you about what that runs to since we were just talking about that. I'm pulling up the pricing on that as we speak, okay? Those leads, if you want those leads, like, and you actually talk to somebody, you're like, heck yeah, I'll pay for that lead. That lead would cost you $47 for a qualified lead.
Hey, that's not bad.
It's not bad at all because, like I said, you get to choose whether you want to pay for it or not. So it's extremely fair, and Google does not share that lead either with anybody else, okay? And we can target whatever areas. I mean, heck, you know, we can go all over the place, right? So we can target all the different areas.
Like I say, our big thing is really electrical and plumbing. Flooring is not so much our big area, but we can, you know, I got painters that can paint and people that can do
paint.
I can get them. But
we can target electrical keywords. We can target plumbing keywords on that. We could target flooring keywords on that. And then if you want to do any other type of like handyman keywords, we can definitely target on that package. Okay. Now, my basic package, Sam, okay, what we were talking about earlier, getting you on the first page of Google, I'll take care of your website even for you, right? My basic package runs $299 a month. That's my basic package, right? That gets you on Google, $100 of that $299 we spend on those Facebook retargeting ads. That's where your money goes towards every month, okay? So that'll get you calls. That'll get you a good ROI. But it's only going to take your business so far for a $299 ad spend, okay? Really what takes your business to that next level, like where you can make 10, 15, 20 grand a month kind of money, right, is having those pay-per leads in addition to. So when you do need those extra leads, you can turn it on. And then when you're too busy, obviously you keep it off.
Right. Okay, that's nice.
The only thing about the paper leads is there's an expense to get those going, okay? And what do I mean by that? Well, we got to pay for your background check and all that. So that does cost a one-time cost on those paper leads to get it going, $250 to get that going, okay? When it comes time to start taking those paper leads, let's fast forward a few months later, right, Sam? Then what Google will make you do is you have to prepay for 13 of those leads up front, okay? You can draw from it as quickly or as slowly as you'd like, but you do have to, like, they want you to basically be committed to at least 13 leads, okay? So you prepay for 13 leads. Well, 13 times 47, that's $611, okay? So obviously in a few months, we would sit down with you and be like, okay, Sam, it's now time to start getting, you know, these leads going because by then we've already gotten you several jobs. You're already liking everything, right? And now you want to add that extra fuel of fire. you can then start taking these, you know, leads and really take your business to that next level.
Okay.
So some guys are like, are jumping all over this and like, you know, doing the paper leads right out the gate. Some guys wait, you know, it just depends on what your goals are and like obviously your budgeting is for marketing. But at the end of the day, I mean, I could just start you right now at $299, or if you want to do the pay per leads, your first month would run $549, right? And then obviously every month thereafter it'd just be $299 till you start kicking in the pay per leads.
Now, all you guys, I want the pay per leads and Google and all that. Excuse me. That's that. It'll be $299.
It'll be $549 your first month and then $299 a month thereafter, right? Everything we're talking about. And then let's fast forward, let's say around May when you're pre-approved for the paper leads, you'll have to prepay for those 13 leads at $611. So that May is going to be probably, you know, a decent amount of money. You'll have your $299 package and then $611, right? But then you can start drawing from those paper leads at whatever pace you want. And then once you go through the 13 leads, right, let's say it takes you a month and a half, right? It'll auto refill, right, once you get through the 13 leads. At a 13 okay. rate. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically the nice thing about this too, Sam, is you have full control over your marketing spend, right? Because, you know, you can go through those paper leads at whatever rate you want, right? Like I have a, client, he has a pest control company in South Carolina, right? And he used to run a ton of the paper leads, right? And he's been so busy, and I was just checking on him today, that he hasn't been running his paper leads because he's been too busy. So the good news is those paper leads are there, though, when you do need that extra work or that extra fuel on the fire, because my basic $299 package will bring you enough business and consistent flow of business, but it's only going to bring so much, right? Like it's going to bring several thousands of dollars worth of business, which is good, right? But is it going to be like the game changer where it brings you 10 grand worth of business on $299? No, there's no such thing, right? But will it bring you enough where it has a good return on your investment? Absolutely, right? But if you want the granddaddy, like where you're able to have my basic package plus those paper leads where you can scale your business to like a $10,000 a month type of business, that's the package that will do that for you. But everybody's got to start somewhere, right? So it really comes down to what you're able to make happen at the end of the day. What do you think makes the most sense to you?
That get the first, you know, go and pay it out, you know, the $5.99. And then, yeah, go like that. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. And you're still in, your zip code's still 36867, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you have an LLC set up for the business or a DBA, or did you set up any type of business entity for your company?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to work on that today, tonight, in fact.
Okay. I don't need it like today. I don't need it like today or even like early, like Monday, Tuesday, but I do need that like business entity, even if you do what they call a DBA, doing business as, right? Yeah, you can do a DBA is going to be cheaper than an LLC, right? In terms of cost, right? Because normally when you start up like an LLC where you go to like a company like Zen Business or, you know, like all these other companies that do it, usually to set up an LLC by the time you pay the state and a company to help you set up an LLC, Sam, it usually costs like around $300 to set up an LLC. Okay. Now a DBA, it's so simple to do. You literally go online, you fill out the form, you pay the little like $75, right? And it's super easy and more cost effective. Okay. Right. Now, obviously there's pros and cons to both. But in terms of saving money, you know, if you just get the DBA set up, that's all you're really going to need to, like, so I can get you on Google. Because Google's going to see that. You know what I mean? They need to see that, hey, you have at least a business entity set up, right? But the cool news is I don't need it, like, right today, right? I can work with other things that you have, right? And if we need to make you a business card, my team will make that for you. We're going to do whatever it's going to take to help you get, you know, set up on Google and get you verified, right? So that when it comes time and then Google does the background check, they're like, okay, this guy is legitimate and he deserves to be at the very tippy top of Google.
Okay. Because,
okay.
You know,
so, what's that, sir?
That sounds great. I think, what does DBA stand for?
Doing business as. In fact, okay. I'm searching right now to, like, get you a video of how to do one in Alabama. Doing business
as. Oh, so that's what I was going to say. What I might need to do, too, is also, I got my regular, my personal phone under this business. I might need to get a business phone, you know what I mean?
Well, the cool thing is I'm going to actually be purchasing a phone number for your business, right?
Uh-huh.
And we use this thing called a call tracking phone number, and it's very interesting you just brought this up. So the public on your website, on your Google page, and on all your Facebook ads is going to see another phone number, a different 706 number. It will still keep the same area code, but we're going to purchase a special phone number for your business, okay? And why is that?
Okay.
Well, we need to know and you need to know where the leads are coming from, right? Did the lead come from Facebook? Did the lead come from Google? What areas in your surrounding area are working better than others, right? And so this call tracking phone number is going to literally give us all these analytics and tell us everything we need to know, and you as well, like what's working, what's not working. Right, because we're going to have a monthly call with you, Sam, and we're going to say, okay, Sam, you got 22 leads this month. 8 of them came from Facebook, right, and 14 of them came from Google, right? How did all this work out? Let's go through the leads, right? And then we can see what's working, what's not working, so we can continue to keep making tweaks. But so when people call this phone number, it'll automatically route to your cell phone or whatever number you want it to route to.
Okay.
So you won't be using your, like, personal number, right, showing the public, which helps, obviously, right? Yeah, but I'll definitely get you a video on how to do a DBA, right, so that you can, you know, follow the steps, because it's really not that hard, right? So that you can, like, you know, like, do it. You know what I mean? Like, so that it's easy to do. And then, like, okay, so I just found one right now. In fact, I'll text it to you before I forget. But, yeah, that'll help you, like I said, get that set up. Right, Sam? So it's very simple. I'm going to send you a YouTube video so you can do it, okay? Super easy. Very, very easy. You'll be, like, I've had to help a lot of people do this because obviously it's part of the process, right? You need an entity of a business, right, for Google to take you seriously, okay? But good news is if you start getting on it, you have a little bit of time to get that stuff set up, you know, while we're working on our end. Because the first couple weeks, to tell you kind of how the timeline works, Sam, we got to create you a website, right? We got to get a website done. We're going to make you a nice looking website, by the way, right? And in fact, let me share with you kind of what I'm talking about so you can see, right, what I'm talking about. So I'm going to send you this. Of course, we're going to have your name on it, your logo on it, and all that stuff, right? But I'm sending you like an idea of what your website would like kind of look like. So I just texted you this. If you want to go ahead and click on this, so you can see what I mean by that.
All right.
Let me know when you see it.
Is it going to be a text message?
Yeah, I just texted it to you. You got that text.
Oh, wait, it's going to be in my phone. I'm on the computer. Local Splash. Is that Local Splash?
Yeah. Click that mysite.localsplash.com.
Yeah.
You see that? That website?
Yeah, it's pulling up. Yeah, okay.
Okay. What do you see?
It says Handymaster 6 to 5 and 1 test at a time.
Yeah. So you can scroll down on that, and what's cool is it shows you the different formats, like how that website will look like on a computer, how it will look like on a tablet, and how it will look like on a cell phone. And each one of them are scrollable. You can, like, scroll on it and see, like see what the first page looks like.
Right.
Right? So we would obviously put your business name on it, your logo. This is just, like, a mock-up to kind of, like, show you kind of, like, what – we can put something together for you on. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So good news is we'll make you something nice. Okay. And one thing that I always talk about, Sam, is having you stand out amongst the crowd. Okay. So what do I mean by that? Okay. Here's what I want you to, I'm going to send you one more thing because I want you to see this. It's something that I really make a point to my clients, Sam. And because, you know, half the battle is getting you on the first page of Google. The other half of the battle is to show you much more than just a name and a logo, right? Because everybody's got a name and logo out there. Okay. So what do I mean by that? Well, I just texted you one more. Here's my client, right? Lewis Pest Control. He's out of Anderson, South Carolina, right? I want you to click on this link, though, I just sent you, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Pest Lewis,
yeah. Let me know when you have that up. There's a photo that I want you to see.
All right, I got it up. The photo in
front.
Yeah,
you see the photo of those guys standing in front of their van?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying you have to go wrap your van. Some guys are using, like, magnetic signs, though. They'll get these magnetic signs to put it on their van and whatnot, kind of replicate a look like this. But having a photo of you, Sam, maybe with, like, a clipboard or something, like, are you working? But, like, you're nicely dressed that day, right? Something like what these guys are doing, right, really helps you stand out amongst the crowd, right? This is what I mean by, you know, much more than just a logo, right, or just a name. Now, it's something you don't have to do, but my years of experience and me building companies and me helping guys like you grow their business, this technique is huge right now, right? Because, again, everybody's got a logo, everybody's got a name. How do you stand out? Well, this is how you stand out, is having a photo like this, right, where, you know, we can use on your website, on your Google business profile, on your Facebook ads, right, and we really can brand that photo for you to help you put that personalized touch to your business. Make sense?
Yep, it does make sense.
So my recommendation on that, Sam, is one day – have a photo that you can get done like this, right, to get to us so that we can utilize that for your business one day so that, you know, when they do see you on Google, right, that photo really screams out amongst the crowd. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what we would do is we would basically list your name as Tribal Solutions, okay? Now, another thing, that name doesn't scream what you do. My recommendation would be probably to put maybe Tribal Solutions Handyman into it, right? Or some type of keyword that really screams. What?
What about like service company? Service company.
Yeah, you could do services, right? But still doesn't scream what you do, though. Like, so what would you say, like, you like to do electrical, right? You like to do plumbing, right? Like,
yeah, I'm not
maybe
no,
handyman,
I'm not no plumber,
like,
yeah,
maybe having
really,
one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, our main thing is really electrical and plumbing.
Maybe Tribal Solutions Home Services?
Right.
Maybe so it's like still like something like that? And the reason why I'm bringing this up right now is because you're about to form a business name, right? So what I'm thinking is if you have something of what you do in your name, it's not so like out there. Because if somebody just sees the word Tribal Solutions, they have no clue what you do.
Right.
So what do you think about the name Tribal Solutions, Tribal Home Solutions? What do you think about that?
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay. That's what I'm going to – that's what I want. So when you go to form your name, your DBA, because I did send you a YouTube video, okay? That was the first text message I sent you, okay? So when we're done with this conversation and, you know, I get you rolling here, Sam, you can go watch that video, follow the instructions in the video to get the name Tribal Home Solutions. Okay? That's the name you're going to go for. Make sense?
Makes sense. That's awesome.
You like that?
I do.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I'm assuming your legal name's Samuel. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. S-A-M-U-E-L?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, Sam, what's your last name?
Abdo. A-B-D-O.
A B D O. Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's not a common name.
A-B. Yeah. Well, yeah. Mine's pretty generic. I'm Matt Evans. You know, I can't really get more. yeah, you definitely have a unique last name though.
I'm Native American.
Oh, you're Native American?
Yeah. Nice. Tribal Solutions. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I go to Alabama every so often. My father-in-law owns a condo in Orange Beach. So we go out there. Have you ever been to Orange Beach out there in Alabama?
I've never been.
Yeah, it's a really cool area. You should go down there. It's like right there by, like it borders Florida, right? Right there, the southern part of Alabama where like the beach is. You know,
is that like
really nice area though. If you ever get a chance and you want to like take a nice trip and just like, you know, take a load off, I highly suggest you go check out Orange Beach, Alabama. It's a really cool area.
Well, see, my kids live in Preston, Florida, which is only like 30 minutes from Fort Walton, Destin.
Yeah.
So, they
live where in Florida?
Hmm.
You said they live where
in
Florida?
Crestview, Florida.
Mission? Did I hear you right?
Crestview.
Oh, Crestview. C-R-E-S. Oh, yeah. I have clients out in Crestview. Nice. Yeah, no, I have a lot. Yeah, I know exactly where Crestview is. Yeah.
I'm wanting to get closer to them. You know, basically want to move down that area. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Crestview is very affordable, too, right now. Like, it's very affordable comparative to, like, other parts. And, Crestview is, it's kind of like you go down south and then you're, like, by Destin and all that area.
Right,
you're
30 minutes away,
Yeah, so it's not that far from, like, the beach and all that, too, yeah. Have you been out there, like, to the beaches out there?
Yes, I just left there this last weekend.
Okay. Yeah. That's all, like... Yeah, that's not too bad. That's a very nice area, like over there, you know, and that because that Destin area, I've been over there. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I do. I have clients actually in Crestview, so I have clients all over. What am I? Is there handyman services down there? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, I bet they do good down there, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Handyman do good anywhere. Again, it's like I always use this analogy, Sam. It's like you said, people don't want to hire a licensed electrical guy because they know they got to pay that licensed guy pricing. They'd rather hire a handyman to do what that electrical guy can do, right? Because they know they're going to get the deal, right? It's kind of like I actually found a really good mobile mechanic. He comes to my home, right, when I need car work done. I don't take my shop into the my car into the shop because I know I'm going to have to pay a lot more money to get my car fixed. So same thing with the handyman, right? You know, so you being under that category is huge for you because people are going to call you because they know they're going to get a good deal calling a handyman versus a licensed electrical guy, right? So we're going to really advertise you in that sense. What what's your email, Sam?
SamuelAbdo74@gmail.com.
74@gmail.com. Perfect. Gotcha. And then what are the hours of operation you want us to show you on Google?
I was saying like maybe 8 to 5, but I'm saying I want to do it from like 9 to 6.
9 to 6? What about Saturdays?
Maybe. You know what I mean? I will work Saturdays, but one of these weeks I take weekends off. But maybe getting out there...
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're just showing that to the public and then they're going to call you and then you have the ability to schedule them. I'm just showing like, you know, like you, so maybe like, maybe on Saturday, like 10 a.m. to like 4 p.m. or something like that. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. And then obviously Sunday we're closed, right? So.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Gonna put that down there, and then I'm going to, okay. And then, obviously, your DBA, you're going to use your home address, I'm assuming, right? When you file your business, like, you're gonna use your home address. Am I right on that? You, like, you don't have, like, an actual location. Okay. What is your home address?
It's 910 15th Street, Phoenix City, Alabama. 36867. The thing is that I bought the lot beside me. I just bought this home and remodeled it. But I bought the lot beside me, and I'm thinking about just putting my office there. Like, man, I already got a building there, like a little shed.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, if it grows, I might just go and put my business right there. But
oh, I see. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, totally makes a lot of sense. And but we'll just, I mean, obviously you're going to use the 910 15th Street now. When you file your paperwork, okay? But what we're going to do is we're going to hide that address from the public, okay? Because we don't want to show the public your home address for your business, okay? So, like, Lewis, like, you see him? Like, Lewis started with one van. Now he has 12 vans out there, right? Okay. He's doing very well with me, right? Doing very, very well. Can't stress enough. And it's, you know, he still doesn't have a business address. Like, he runs everything out of his house, right? But we don't show his home address to the public, right? So, you know, they just see it that he's in Anderson, South Carolina, right? So that's basically what we'll do for your business as well, okay? And then we'll create you, like, a website. You know, we'll help you even with a logo if we need to. We'll hold your hand on the website and all that. And I'm not going to charge you to create that website for you. So that's a good thing. You'll at least have that. Okay. And then now I got your hours of operation. Let me ask you, do you take like credit card from your clients or are you like strictly cash?
Okay. I was strictly cash, but I do have a Square account that I have to set it up. I've never done it. But it's already downloaded, and I can work on maybe where I can.
So people can pay with a credit card or and also there's PayPal, too, that you can integrate, too. So we can put all that stuff on your website as well so you can receive payment on your website as well. Would you like us to do that for you? And there's no additional cost. I'll make sure that we put that on there.
See, I'll go and work on getting that set up tonight, too.
Yeah, the main thing is watching that YouTube video, Sam, and getting that set up because that's something we're going to need for Google, right, to help, you know?
Right. Okay.
You know, because when Google comes down to it, like when we like need that paperwork in a couple weeks from you, and we're like, hey Sam, mm-hmm. need the DBA, can you get it to us? So, and that, cause we need it to show your Tribal Home Solutions name and your 910 15th Street, you know, address, right? Can you get that to us, Sam, so that we can get that to Google, right? Cause eventually I will need that form. Don't need it today, but eventually, like when you get that to me, that's going to be huge, right, for the business. Now, I do need to set up a security question for your account. So anytime we call you or you call us, Sam, we're going to ask you one of these three questions. So you tell me which one you want to use. You could either use mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name.
Gotcha. Okay. And what's that answer?
Dion. D-I-O-N.
D-I-O-N. Like Celine Dion, right? Gotcha. D-I-O-N. Gotcha. Perfect. Wow, she has the same last name as Celine Dion. All right, cool. I think she even spells it like that, too, huh? hold on. Celine, I'm Googling it right now. Yep, she does. D-I-O-N. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, she's still alive, though. She's not doing too good. Like, last time I checked,
really?
Celine Dion is not doing good right now. You know? She's only, she's 57 years old. Yeah.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah. She's aged a lot, though. I don't know if you've seen Celine Dion lately. She's aged a lot.
I have.
I know. There's, like, she's really skinny. You know?
She's always kind of been real skinny, though.
Yeah, she is. But, man, she needs a, I don't know. She just hasn't, she doesn't look the same. She looks like, she looks a lot, like, older than her age, you know? She was born in 1968. So she's 57 years old, is what Google's telling me. But man, she looks like she's in her 80s now. Poor lady. She's not, God has not been good to her on the age.
Right.
I'm surprised, you know, with like all the, with the facial stuff and all that money she has, I'm surprised she hasn't like, you know, cause you look at like Demi Moore, it looks like she's still in her 20s, you know?
Right.
And then now you look at, and you look at Celine Dion, she looks like she's in her 80s right now. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she's having some health issues. I don't know what's going on, but, she has a syndrome actually.
Talk to Demi.
Huh? Yeah, she does need to talk to Demi. Yeah, they need to become best friends. So, okay. So I am going to eventually need to schedule a call with you and my team. For a 45-minute call. Obviously, it's not going to be today. It'll have to be sometime next week, okay, that we will do. So I'm just getting everything finished up here, and then I'm going to get you over, Sam, your invoice, okay? You can use a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. What works best for you?
My debit card.
Okay. Is that like a Visa?
Yeah.
Okay, that should go ahead and start with a 418. Mm-hmm.
I got to transfer some money then. What's going to be the whole cost?
So today it's going to be $549, okay? And then every 30 days on the 13th of every month, it's just going to be $299 until we get you approved for those paper leaves.
Okay, let me go ahead and transfer some money real quick.
Sure. If you want to give me the card number, I won't run it right now until you tell me like, hey, I'm ready. But if you want me to, if you want to start giving me that stuff, I can at least start getting the, get everything put in here.
4346-3800-63.
You said 3800?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
6395-4623.
All right, let me read this back to make sure I got it. So you said 4346-3800-6395-4623. Did I get that right?
Yep. Sure.
Okay. And then expiration on that, sir?
June 30th.
June 30th, you said?
Yep.
Okay, so 0630, and then the three-digit code on that.
020.
020, you said?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. No problem. And then, perfect. Just like I said, I got to make sure all my I's are dotted, T's are crossed. You know how that goes, right? Hold on. All right. Perfect. Now, Sam, okay, since I was able to get you a, like, pre-agreement that was discounted, like, because I'm not charging you for the website, I do have to read this to you, and it's an added form of protection. I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, and anything you don't understand, just do me a favor, stop me, and just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you so you make sure that you have a firm understanding before we process the transaction. Sound good? Okay. Keep in mind, too, by the way, we do ask a three-month commitment from you. So if you decide that you ever wanted to cancel during these 3 months, right, there is an early termination fee, and it depends on how long you've been with us, okay? So I always tell my business owners, hey, give this 3 months. You're going to see that it's going to work, right? I have a 96%, like I said, retention rate. So most people stay with me month after month, right, because we work. The good news with us, though, is we want to keep earning your business on a month-to-month basis, because obviously if you stay with us, we benefit too. So everyone wins with an effective marketing campaign, right? So that's the good news with us. With your pay-per-leads, remember I told you the cost on those, right? We got to eventually, when the time comes, we'll have to prepay those 13 leads when you get pre-approved for that, okay? We use this thing called a max lead bidding, right, Sam? And what that means is this, right? Right now,
I need to stop. All right, so I thought that the 500 thing is the prepaid.
What's that?
For the, I thought this, the this, what we're going to pay now is going to be the prepaid leads.
Yeah, no, you're going to get those prepaid leads, right? But remember, okay, so, but it takes a couple months to get you approved for that. So your first month, right, we're covering your basic package, the $299 that we talked about, right? And then getting you set up for the prepaid leads. Because remember, we got to pay for the background check. We got to get all that stuff done. So my basic package is covered too, right? But I can't bring the paper lead today, right? Because Google's still got to vet you for those paper leads, right? So you're going to have my basic package, that $299 package, while we're working on getting you pre-approved for the paper leads. When the time comes, right, and you're ready to take those paper leads, right, let's fast forward 2 months down the road, because it takes about that long to get you set up for that leg of the our services. When you're ready to start taking those prepaid leads, that's when we'll sit down and then, hey, Sam, let's start adding this into the fire as well.
Right.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just making sure that makes sense, okay? Obviously, those are $47. Those are $47 for those pay-per-leads, okay? Now, what I was explaining to you is we use this thing called max lead bidding, okay? Right now, Google's charging $47 for those leads. Can I guarantee you in a year and a half from now it's going to be $47 in a year and a half from now? No, okay? Does Google sometimes change their pricing? Yes, okay? But there's never going to be a day where you wake up and it's 47 and then all of a sudden it's 87. It's not going to be like that. Right. Can it fluctuate a couple dollars here and there? Yes, okay? But the good news is if Google ever changes the pricing on the pay-per-leads, you will be notified beforehand, okay? And so that's the good news, right, is you'll always be let known, like, hey, if there's ever any changes of the pricing on that $47 pay-per-lead, okay?
Right.
okay? Good news with us, though, that $299, right, flat rate package that I've been talking to you about that you're going to be on, right, that stays consistent and that never goes up on you, okay? But the paper leads can change and do fluctuate from time to time on the cost per qualified lead. Does that make sense, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like to be very crystal clear, you know, so there's no ambiguity, you know what I mean, or like confusion.
So you're saying
right?
that it could change year for year or whatever?
Yeah, it could change year for year, just like McDonald's pricing changes, right? But my $299 right. package, my flat rate package, always stays the same. That will never go up on me, by the way.
Okay.
Okay, just the paper leads, the additional costs, like those leads when you do need them, those will vary sometimes. Could it go to $49 per paper lead instead of 47? Yeah, is what I'm trying to say. When will that happen?
Okay.
Nobody knows, right? Nobody knows because it's through Google, right? We're just managing it to help bring in more leads for you, right? But it's through Google. That's how it all works, okay? So the good news is, though, you'll see it all controlled through our app and our dashboard, right? So that's all mm-hmm. going to be there for you to help you, like, control all of this. And like I said, I am going to establish a person assigned to your account on my team. Their job is to communicate with you and help hold your hand, okay, to help all the grunt work. So all, like, stuff that's needed to make sure you are successful is getting done. They're going to be kind of like a personal assistant to me and you, right? So that you get us everything we need and that nothing falls through the cracks.
That's right.
Okay. So that's the good news because I have like 1,400 clients to shoot you straight, right? So I definitely need this person on my team, right, to make sure that like you're doing what you need to do and we're doing what we need to do, right? And you will definitely be hearing from me, but the personal assistant that I'm going to assign, I call them the account manager, right? They're going to be there to like make sure that like nothing, you know, falls through the cracks and that everything is getting done. What's that?
Cross the T's and dot the I's all the way.
Exactly. And that, you know, everything is going to plan, sir, so that, you know, you are successful because I like businesses like yours and I want to make sure that you stay with me and become my next testimonial video, right? Like Louis Pest just did a testimonial video for me and my team, right? And I've been sending it out to my clients and I'll make sure to text it to you in a second. But, you know, we really like, you know, seeing people, you know, grow on Google and we like, you know, them getting the success from all of this, Sam. And so it's a teamwork was what I'm trying to explain to you that really makes this work, right? So as long as we all work together, obviously there's responsibility from you. Like we're going to need documents from you, right? We're going to, you know, need you to pick up the phone on a month-to-month basis. Stay on top of your leads, right? Make sure you're using the tool to get those five-star reviews. Like Lewis now has over 102 five-star reviews on Google. Okay? Now, I'm not saying you're going to get there overnight, right? But what I am saying is, hey, let's get you to 25-star reviews in the next 6 months. Very achievable, right? And the more five-star reviews you get, obviously that helps your business and helps you display to the public, hey, that you're reputable. Make sense? Okay, good. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and just read this off to you, okay, because it's part of, you know, what I have to do here in my job, okay? But it'll all make sense. It's just clarifying everything we talked about, and it's an added form of protection for you, okay? So if there's anything you don't understand, just make sure you stop me and be like, hey, Matt, can you just rephrase that for you? Because I do want to make sure you really do have a firm understanding, okay? I can barely hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's just like you were cutting out there. Okay, so welcome to
I'm
local
stuff. I'm in my car on the phone.
Yeah, you're trying to drive and trying to handle this at the same time. I know. Life never slows down, does it? So, I get it. But good news, I'm glad we were able to catch each other today, Sam. And like I said, I will make sure my team takes really good care of you and that, you know, you get the results out of this at the end of the day. So let me go ahead and read this off to you. We'll get through this real quick. And then I got one more thing after that. I need to do it because I need to schedule a call for you next week. So I got that calendar pulled up here. I can't forget to do that either because I know how busy we all are. But I'm going to read this off to you right now. So here it goes. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Pavel Home Solutions.
Okay, perfect. Please state your name and title within your business.
My name is Samuel Abdo. I'm the owner and operator of
Pavel
Home Solutions.
Perfect. Exactly. And you're obviously the authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then obviously you're authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Sure, correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, we need you engaged, right? Like sometimes it's like pulling teeth sometimes to get guys to get us some paperwork, right? So, you know, the first couple weeks I'm going to need some paperwork from you, okay? Please make sure you save the 877-635-6225 number. That's the number I've been texting you on, by the way. Number as Local Splash under your contacts, okay? Because when we call you, you're going to see that phone number all the time, that 877 number. Okay, so make sure you save that under your contact so you know it's Local Splash calling you. Okay, make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay, please allow up to 24 hours for any and all phone calls to be returned from you from Local Splash. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I get clients all the time getting hit up by marketing companies, you know, when they see you guys on the first page of Google, right? I get guys all the time that try to solicit you guys, okay? So you're going to get calls from time to time, okay? I also get, you know, Yelp tries to call you guys all the time too. I get that. I hear that often, okay? So obviously, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Okay. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, any other items recommended for the Google Business Profile verification. Okay. One piece of document, Sam, that you're going to have to do is you're going to have to fill out this form for the background check. We use either two companies. It's either Evident ID or Pinkerton. You'll see an email eventually coming through to fill that form out. Okay. It's very easy to fill out. And then remember that personal assistant, aka the account manager, I'm going to sign to your account. They'll hold your hand, to help you for that as well. Okay. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documents within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
Repeat that all over again. I'm sorry. My mind went for some reason.
I know you're driving too. I get you. So
yeah.
We kindly ask of the documents we start asking you for that you submitted in the first 7 days, right? Some documents,
yes,
like your DBA may take a little bit longer. We understand, right? But what we are basically asking you is, hey, look, we need you to like submit documents when we ask them, because we want to get you approved and we want to get you verified with Google. So we're asking, hey, do you agree that you'll submit these documents in the 7 days? Is what we're asking. I didn't hear you. What was that, sir?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, gotcha. And again, it's just common sense stuff, but, you know, this is the reason why we're doing this and when we're going through this with you, because we want to make sure we dot our I's and cross our T's, because sometimes guys, you know, it's like pulling T's sometimes to get documents out of people. So just be responsive, because obviously, you know, you're investing into this as well. We all want this to be successful, okay? So as long as you do your part, we're going to do ours, okay? So your payment for the initial term and account setup, obviously it's going to be charged today. Today is March 13th, 2026, and the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 13th day of each month and the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative.
You'll give me all them numbers, right, in the packet?
Yeah, exactly. I'll text you this phone number as well. But I have been texting you the number, but I'm going to text it to you again. So obviously you need to speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there's an early termination fee that will apply. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that local slash we are international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do understand and I do.
Okay, perfect. Pretty self-explanatory. Okay. You were able to take care of transferring the money and you got that all situated as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Now, we do need to schedule a 45-minute call, okay? Now, between now and that 45-minute call with my team, Sam, obviously I need you to start working on getting that DBA set up for your business. Remember, you're going to name the business Tribal Home Solutions, as we discussed, okay? So I'm pulling up my calendar next week, okay? Because obviously you need a phone call scheduled here. So next Monday we're completely booked out, but I can schedule you for Tuesday next week. What do you got available next Tuesday?
All day long. I mean, unless something comes up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can do either 9 a.m. your time or 11 a.m. your time. Any of those time slots work good for you?
11 a.m. would be probably better.
Okay, let me get you down for that.
If there's anything comes up, I can go to lunch or that.
And then I can also do like an afternoon too, like on that Tuesday, excuse me. I can do like a 3 o'clock if that works better for you. Or would you say the 11 a.m. works?
3 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Okay, let me get you down for that, because I know how quickly these are filling up right now. Everybody waits till Friday to take care of the stuff. You know how that goes. You know. But okay, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and get you down for 3 o'clock. It's going to be 3 o'clock Central Time, okay?
Okay.
Get you down. And then here, I'm going to get your email in here, too. SamuelABDO74@gmail.com. That's your best email, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to make sure we get you down for that so I don't forget. Oh, here we go. Got you down here. So we are going to do Tuesday, right? So make sure you'll get an email on this, but try and set a reminder in your cell phone Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central Time is when the call is going to be. We may be 10 minutes late. It does happen from time to time. So I always tell people, hey, just give us a little window, okay? You should have gotten some text messages, Sam. Why don't you go ahead and pull up your phone real quick. One last thing we have to do. There should be a text message that says we sent you a copy of your invoice to your email, and then there should be a link to click on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Click on it?
Go ahead and click that link real quick. And it's going to basically say, please sign your name, to sign your name, your legal name, Samuel Abdo, ABDO, obviously. And then it's going to ask you to consent to three things, like, hey, I agree to text messages, like common sense stuff, but I need you to click on those three consents. And then hit complete or whatever that's on it.
Relevant, as in DBA, local slash, terms and conditions. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'll make sure. I mean,
no, you just got to click on the three consent thingies, and basically right there, just signing that, and then you're good to go. I'll definitely go through it, though. If you have any questions, I'm here too. Pretty self-explanatory. So to recap, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m., and then Saturday, oh, no, you want to do 9 to 6, right? You said, no, you changed that, 9 to 6. You want Monday through Friday, right? Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and then Saturday you want 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., right? We're going to put your hours as?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I don't know. Got me where I do about the SMS, but I can't get out. Oh, there it goes. Shoot, I was wrong with them.
Did it let you go through?
Well, that way I can check one box, but I can't get back to the other, any other box.
Yeah, it won't let you check the other two?
Yeah.
Sometimes what my guys do is they'll go back in the text message, they'll click on it again, and then sometimes I guess that helps. I don't know, you know. Sometimes you gotta like I don't know, like it's pretty easy though.
Yeah, I think
you tap it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I did the thing where you sign and then...
And then you first sign your name, right, your full name, and then you scroll down and then you hit the three check boxes and then you hit, there's a box that hit complete or send or whatever.
It's kind of like, I can see it up here, but I think it did look at you. What the hell is wrong with you?
Take your time. If you need to start over, too, you can try that. Maybe that'll help.
Try again. Right back to it. There we go.
Try, if you want to try turning your phone sideways. If you turn your phone sideways, sometimes that helps, too.
I'm
Like, if it's too much of a hassle, you could always do it on, like, your computer later if it's giving you too much of a hassle on your cell phone. But maybe try turning your cell phone sideways. Maybe it'll, like, work better that way. A lot of my clients do that. That's why you're the handyman, right? You know, it's our job to be the the marketing guys, the computer guys. Your job is to get the jobs done, huh? Yeah, but if it's giving you too much,
I got it.
Nice. Yeah. What was the trick? How did you figure it out?
I went down and kept pushing back until finally it got me to where I can get to it.
Mm, there you go.
There's one. I won't put sideways now. Let's see.
Still giving you problems?
No, it's somebody called.
Might be because you're on the phone and the internet, you know, sometimes like it, you know. So if you want to just do it, like, when you get home, I'll email it to you so you can, like, you can do that too, you know.
Yeah, it takes me about 10 minutes to get home.
Yeah, just do it at the house here. Let me just, let me send you this exact thing here, too. Let me grab that.
All right, come around the store and give me a drink, and I'm going to go home.
Yeah, no problem. Just take care of it. And then save this number, though, okay, that I'm texting you, this 877-635-6225. Make sure you say that number. Here, I'm going to text you the phone number, too, just so you can – just the phone number itself so that you have it, okay?
I'm putting – it's called Local Slash, right?
Yep. And then I do need you to download our app. Eventually, and we texted you your username and password, right?
Okay.
So here's that. I'm gonna email this to you as well, your username and password, because you're gonna want to be able to get in your account, so for your client dashboard, so you can download that app. Let me just send this email real quick to you before I forget, because that's the last thing I want to do is forget.
All right.
Okay, to your client dashboard, username, password, okay, and then here, I want you to, click this link for your invoice, accept the service, okay. I'm going to put this right now, Sam. I'm going to make sure we put the notes. You go by Sam, by the way. okay. All right. I'm going to send this to you. Okay. What we were trying to do on the cell phone. Okay. How's the weather been out there? You guys starting, is it colder now? Is it hot? I've been hearing like it's been going back and forth everywhere. Yeah?
Yeah, it's hot. Where are you at? Nice.
I'm here in Southern California. I'm by Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
My buddy just left there. My buddy's stopped in Hollywood.
Okay.
Matter of fact, the dude that my partner in company was there.
Nice. My wife grew up in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. I've been in Mississippi.
Yeah. She grew up in a suburb of Jackson. So.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so I have a southern wife.
Have you ever been down this way?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said, I go to Orange Beach all the time. My father-in-law, he's a condo out there.
Yeah,
so we go out. Yeah, so I've definitely been out your way. I've been all over Alabama. I've been all over Mississippi. I've been all over Louisiana. Been over all over North Carolina. I like the South.
What about South Dakota?
No, never been to South Dakota. Have you?
That's originally where I'm from. Like I said,
I hear it's a nice area. I think, isn't that where Wells Fargo's from, South Dakota? I think that's where South Dakota is.
I'm a member of the Yankee Sioux Tribe.
Uh-huh.
That's where it's at.
Nice. I'm gonna label this our conversation, okay? And then it will have that link that you were trying to click on. And then I'm also including in there your client username and dashboard, right? So you have that, okay? Here, we do this. Let me make sure I got that. And then next Tuesday, don't be forgetting, okay? We got that call, okay?
Okay,
but make sure too when you do this, after you do this the thing where you click the three check boxes, make sure you start watching that YouTube video. In fact, I'm gonna include that in the dang email so that it's all there and organized for you. Because I just know how life goes. Okay, I'm gonna include this YouTube video, how to set up DBA. Okay. How to set up DBA so that it makes it easy for you, okay? I want this to be super easy, okay? You can tell I'm really organized. I try to be.
I like that. I like that. Yeah.
I try to be, you know?
Dude, I'm trying to take everything in because that's all I want everything to be, real tight.
Yeah. I'm going to be checking up on you too, and you're going to hear from me like probably in 30 days in terms of like, okay, start getting those 5-star reviews, okay? So make sure you're doing that, because I want you to, first step is we got to get your DBA, we got to get everything set up, got to start getting all the programming done. Second step is we got to get that 5-star reviews. Okay, on Google. Okay, so eventually I'll be sending you out a good email. Okay, Sam. So it'll show you how to get those 5-star reviews and using our system. And I'll make sure your account manager, aka personal assistant, right? They show you how to do that too, because that's super important that we get you those 5-star reviews. So when people start seeing you, you're looking credible. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Cool. Here we go, Sam. Here. I'm sending this email right now. Let me make sure. Let me know if you got this email. I just said our conversation on it. Let me know if you get it. I just want to make sure it comes through. You should see it come from Matt Evans. Let me know when you do get it. Just want to double check, make sure you get that. You see it? The hour conversation one? Showed up? Okay. So I combined that all into one. The thing that you need to sign, those three things, your client dashboard where it has your username and password, and then the video of how to set up the DBA. Okay. It's all there in the email for you. Okay? Anytime you ever need me, okay, My contact information is in my email. You can email me. You can call me. You dial that 877 number. Then you hit 1, and then you hit my extension. That's how you can get a hold of me. Or you can text message me. Okay? Either one of those, I'm very easy to get a hold of. Okay? Sometimes it's hard to get me on the phone because obviously I'm on the phones all day, right? But anytime you ever need me, the fastest way to get me is either shoot me a text or email, and I'm very quick to respond. Okay? If you ever need to get on a phone call with me, just feel free to reach out. But that, again, back to why I'm going to assign an account manager to your file, Sam, is I'm going to make sure, though, that communication is always being kept with you so that, you know, nothing falls through the cracks. Okay?
Okay.
All righty, sir. All right. Well, congratulations. I'm glad that we're able to do this for you and that we're going to help your business out today. This is fantastic news. Just make sure you get that Tribal Home Solutions DBA going. Sign that thing when you get home, and then I will be talking with you and with my team. All of us are going to sit down on a call next Tuesday, okay? And do you remember the time?
3 p.m.
Exactly. You're on top of it. There you go. Well, I'm glad you're good at details as well. So, yes, exactly. I'll be talking to you on Tuesday at 3 p.m. You enjoy your Friday, sir, okay? And I will talk to you then, and we'll go ahead and pick this conversation back up on Tuesday, okay?
All right, buddy. You have a good weekend.
Hey, I appreciate you, sir. I can't wait to see your success, and we'll definitely be in touch throughout the entire process, okay? So I'm going to make sure my best people get on your account, and I'll make sure that, you know, like I said, everything gets handled. So you're in really good hands. So we'll talk to you on Tuesday, and we'll pick everything up from there, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Sam. You have a great rest of your night, okay?
You too, buddy. All right.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.